Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 702. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is to the left of me, or by the soundboard, which is dangerous. He could end up pressing buttons and shit, stopping the recording at any moment. He does that sometimes. He likes to do that when I'm playing video games. He gets very jealous of me playing video games and not spending time with him. He can hear me talking to my buddies. And he's like, yeah, fuck that. Oh, if you notice my voice is a little odd, I've got a cold yet again. It happens too much. I don't know how many colds in my lifetime, but I'm going to venture to guess it's been a lot. As I can look back on my RSS feed here, and it says way back, it's 692. 10 episodes ago, I had a cold, son of a bitch. So yet again, another cold. I get them far too often, but here we go again. I mean, I'm not deathly ill, but it's annoying all the same. What was the date on that? I want to say it wasn't, it was November. I was thinking the last time I got sick was the time my head like swelled up into like a watermelon. But no, that happened the week of Halloween, and I guess I had a cold after that. I forgot about the cold after that, son of a bitch. yet again, another sick cast. Thankfully, like my nose isn't constantly running. Maybe the Dayquil's like doing somewhat of some work, as I've been having issues with the nose just constantly leaking like a sieve, just constant with all that. But I got congestion going on, not running a fever or anything. It's just, colds are just fucking annoying. Whenever I get them, like I'll have remnants from it for like a week. It'll turn into like a sinus infection, and just it just lingers. And, you know, I love the Cranberries and the song Linger, but I don't like how the cold lingers, you know. Do you have to let it linger? Like Dolores O'Riordan once sang. Do you have to let it linger? Oh, the late, great Dolores O'Riordan. I believe that's her name. Anywho. not many great Irish bands that, you know, I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, there's a few, but I'm not that big into U2. I know that's probably the biggest band that ever came out of Ireland. I like some of their stuff, you know, say like Joshua Tree, the album. There's some good stuff there, but then post that, Bono's kind of annoying. The Edge's, I don't know, I've never really gotten into, maybe I need to do a deep dive on U2. The old stuff. I remember when they did put out that album that went straight to your iTunes. It was free. It was like them doing everybody a favor. Everybody's iTunes all of a sudden had its U2 album, and I did not like any of the songs on it. And it was annoying. I'm pretty sure that there was a lot of people that felt this way. But, when I go out for a run, I'll put on, you know, Shuffle on my phone with the iTunes. And fucking U2 songs will still, like, appear in there like, you bastards. How dare you? How dare you put this song on my phone, you fucktards? But you know, there's other good Irish bands out there. There's the Pogues, the Shane McGowan that died what, a year, 2 years ago? Wasn't that long ago. dude was got to be like the most heaviest alcoholic I've ever, you know, I didn't meet the guy, but from what I've seen of interviews and stuff, like this guy lived a lot longer than I would imagine he would have thought, as he drank an insane amount like every day, from what I understand. If you just look up, go on YouTube, pull up Shane McGowan, like interviews, he's drunk for all of them. I don't know. I feel like Shane McGowan as an infant was probably drunk. came out of the womb with a fifth of whiskey, some Irish whiskey. Hopefully it was, you know what? I don't remember if he was from the Republic or Northern Ireland. You know, if he was from the Republic of Ireland, I would expect it to be Jameson. Then again, if he was Northern Ireland, maybe Bushmills. But, another good Irish band. Damn it. They're from Derry, from Northern Ireland. See here, I'm going to have to Google it. Song here. What is the band's name? Am I blanking? No, that wasn't The Undertones, My Perfect Cousin. Here we go. That's The Undertones. That's a great 80s Irish band, which is very strange. I've got their Best Of on vinyl. Let's see here. The Undertones are from Northern Ireland during the time of the Troubles, which was, you know, there was a lot of violence in Northern Ireland at the time. You know, there was people getting killed constantly. There was fighting. You know, one of the darkest times in Ireland. And they, you know, it's crazy that they were there for that. And then they put song, none of their music has anything to do with, like, political. It's all great music. I do enjoy The Undertones, but it's crazy that, you know, there's nothing to see here. you know, it's good stuff. Good Undertones, definitely good stuff to check out. It's hard for me to stay focused with my head being all congested and what have you. What I need to do is probably get... I didn't run at all this week. Probably go out and, like, run, really sweat it out. But no, there's, well, with all the snow on the ground, I'm just like, fuck it, I don't want to run in the snow. I hate the cold, man. The bitter cold is actually... The snow's one thing. The bitter cold is another. And, man, I've still got my sink, like, in the bathroom now, like, just dripping a little bit, which I'm not looking forward to seeing what my water bill's going to be. But, update, I guess, from last week. You know, of course, when I podcasted last week, we had not gotten, I guess it had already started snowing, but I hadn't left. I don't remember what kind of time I recorded, but we hadn't gotten the full-on blast of Snowmageddon, and we got pretty lucky here. When I went out to shovel snow last Sunday, they had actually plowed my street, which, you know, I was doubtful that they would. They don't always do that. So I was surprised that they did that. So I didn't have to shovel out of my street, at least. But when I did go out to shovel the driveway, I put the old measuring tape in. It was 6.5 inches by the... so it wasn't too bad in this area. So it's only slightly bigger than my manhood. I didn't get erect and try to stick it in to see if... to judge it that way. Which I did see... I remember seeing some video of a guy... freaking out in court saying, I don't remember if it was Subway or if it was another sandwich, saying it wasn't a foot long, and he knew that because he measured it to his cock and knew his cock was a foot long. So I don't recall in the video if he mentioned if he got himself hard first or if maybe that was him soft as a foot. I presume hard as a foot. He's got to have some massive horse cock if either way. But if it's soft at 12 inches, I mean, we're talking possibly elephant cock if that thing gets hard. It's going to be past 12 inches, I would imagine. I'm assuming, but that just seems like a whole lot of work to go through to find out if your sandwich is really a foot long or not. It's like to get yourself hard and then put it up to the sandwich. Then I believe he was doing this in public. I don't remember. Again, this is I don't remember. I think the video is probably bullshit, but I don't know. I don't know. I survived. I survived the snowmageddon. As no ice here. It was brutally fucking cold, and my fucking fingers. I do have psoriasis, and when it gets really fucking cold, my fingers crack open. Usually it happens to my knuckles, like the worst, in the back of my hand. And it cracks open and bleeds and all that stuff and just fucking chapped like a motherfucker. I'm pretty sure what it is the, you know, running the heat constantly. And to combat that, I for a good chunk, at least during the night, I'll run a humidifier, which does help a lot. And my hands get really bad. I'll coat them in Vaseline, put socks over them while I'm sleeping. Which is really annoying to do, especially having the cat. As if he wakes me up and I have to like do something, I've got these socks on my hands and like Vaseline, and you know, I could end up like pulling the sock off at night in my sleep and then get Vaseline all over stuff. It's just not. It's like an emergency thing only. Like I only want to do it when my hands are really fucked up, which they're pretty fucked up at the moment, but. Running the humidifier all the time, and then I do use lotion from time to time. Like, I don't see as big of problems as I used to, but it seems that nowadays, I think it's mainly because I work as a steel worker now, my fingertips have seem to be the real issue, and they keep popping, like, cracking and popping open. And, it sucks, because then it makes it really difficult to play guitar. It's like right where I put my fingers down to, it's cool if it's, you know, on my pick hand, that doesn't matter so much, but on my fret hand, that's a little bit of a pain in the ass, to have, open wounds on the fret hand, you know, that's no good. I actually cleared my driveway, last Sunday. Like it was quite a bit, you know, to like shovel off, but not the worst I've ever had to do. Thankfully, the driveway here is not that bad. So I was able to clear it fairly easily. And I actually went to work on Monday, whereas a lot of people did call in because they did make it to where they didn't shut the plant down, but you weren't like pointed, I think, for not showing up or at least for coming in late. But my big thing was they're plowing my yard. Yeah, the cold's fucking with me, man. It's fucking with me good. the deal I had made myself, if they plowed the road, like that was. If they didn't plow it, I was not going to go into work. Wasn't going to bother. But then they plowed it. But then I was also like, it was, you know, like sub-zero temperatures outside. And it gets really cold at work. Especially they often don't run the heat there. And, you know, they have big steel bay doors that like have to stay open a lot of the time too. Because we get steel coming and going out of the building. And so, it can get pretty fucking cold in there, and I knew that it was going to be a really fucking cold day at work. Which it was like 38 degrees when I looked at the thermostat or thermometer, not thermostat, thermometer. We don't have any control over the air over there. But like in the area I work at, the thermometer said 38 degrees. So it was a little cold. But that was like, I knew that with that snow, I was like, I was afraid that after they plowed that it might have created like a sheet of ice on the road, which it wasn't fully cleared, but they had plowed it here. I managed to get to work pretty easily. I had to drive kind of slow. It wasn't, they didn't completely clear all the roads around here, that's for sure. But it really wasn't bad. I had meant to put like some heavy stuff in the back, like some toolboxes and shit in the back of my car, but I had forgotten to even do that, and I still didn't really have any real problems other than just, you know, take it slow and then keep momentum, like going up a hill. Like if you knew a hill was coming up, you know, keep the momentum going. Whew, I had to pause to clear a bunch of phlegm out of my system there. Like a lot out of my throat, on my nostrils. Just clear it out. Just gooiness of disgusting, disgusting gooiness. Just, Anyway, that was, I guess the ice was a nice little distraction from, you know, everything else that's going on inside the U.S. these days. You know, there's just been a lot of bad shit. I guess just dark times in the world. You know, I guess it's like Billy Joel once saying, we didn't start the fire. That just keeps popping up in my head all the time with, you know, shit that's going on. Which is true. I didn't start this particular fire. It's always been burning since the world's been turning. You know, if you look at it, like there's always been dark times in the world. There's dark shit going on, whatever. Not to say that what's going on nowadays is great. there's been wars, plagues, you know, you name it, just darkness throughout times. And somehow humans have continued on. I was going to mention, you know, it's kind of funny, like with the backlash that has come with the ice in Minnesota there with the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy. It seems like they're almost wanting to distract from that. They released what they're calling the last batch of the Epstein files, which is only half the files. They're saying they're not going to release the rest, even though there's a law that says they have to release all of it, except for, you know, stuff that pertaining to national security. It seems like, oh, this is going so poorly with the ice and the fact that they've got concentration camps that children are being kept at and being fed food with maggots. They got to distract from that. It's so bad. But we're going to go ahead and put out some other Epstein files where it clearly mentions Trump a bunch of times. Now you can distract from that. Here you go. Here's talk about this for a week. And then to distract from that, I guess we're going to invade Canada. I don't know what's coming up next. There's one distraction to the next. Like, ooh, that's really bad. We got to get people's attention away from that. Let's nuke some small country that isn't allies with somebody else, which good luck with that. Anyway, yeah, it's quite the shit show. As a man. There's like 3 million files in this latest dump. I hadn't thought of the name Robin Leach in a while, which as a child of the 80s and 90s, I am well within my memory is, or, you know, emblazoned into my memory is the voice of Robin Leach, because The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous is the show that he did. And I don't remember so much. I remember more in the 80s. I was young at the time. Which is funny, like how, I mean, I guess we still celebrate. I was going to say, you know, we idolize the rich and famous then. Well, I guess we still do. I was going to say, you know, like, God damn it. I mean, I want to win Powerball. I got a ticket downstairs, but it's mainly, I don't want some obscene castle or anything like that. I just want to not have to work my ass off to possibly get by paying my bills. I don't need obscene wealth. I would like to travel a little bit anyway. I don't need to be a billionaire. Is what I'm getting at. But Robin Leach is the like poster child of, you know, glorifying billionaires is what I would say, I guess, because he was just, you know, the host of that Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. But of course, in this latest dump on Epstein files, which I guess it is public knowledge. I don't know. I just know from watching some YouTube videos on it. I haven't, like, I'm definitely not going to go perusing through 3 million files of the Epstein files. Though on the last dump, I did, like, pull up, like, a file or two. Because there was the one where there's a woman, it was a tip, which, again, these are, a lot of the stuff that is coming out in these files are just tips to the FBI, which means that, you know, they were not verified by any means, that there's no evidence to prove or disprove, I guess. But there was one in the last dump where a woman said she was like 13, I guess, at the time or something like that, that Epstein, her uncle, I think, had sex trafficked her to Epstein, and that she was pregnant. And she had the baby on, had something to do with the fact that she had the baby on Epstein's yacht or something like that. And they killed the baby by throwing it overboard in the water. You know, pretty fucked up. And that apparently Donald Trump bore witness to this. But again, just a tip. Tips can, you know, I don't know, this person even, like, you know, came in and met with the FBI. These are, again, not verified stuff. A lot of this stuff did come in around election time, so it's possible that somebody could have just made this shit up. But there's a lot of mentions of Dictator Trump in there, you know? There's a lot of mentions. But the Robin Leach stuff, yeah, I didn't expect to hear Robin Leach. But not shocking, because, I mean, I guess by doing that, you know, constantly interviewing the rich and famous, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, that he was obviously hanging out with his people, which apparently it is public knowledge that Robin Leach did hang out with Trump. He went to several events. Let's see here. Just see if I can see pictures of the two together. There he is with Eric Trump. he is dead now. Just seeing the guy, I mean, it's crazy. Like, now I'm like, why the hell would I watch this stuff, Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous, which I guess, you know, turned into MTV Cribs. Definitely nowadays, I'm like, oh, you fucking assholes. Look at this. You got like a whole bowling alley in your inside your house, you pricks. Anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of pictures of Trump and Leach together. There's from way back in the day, him with Ivana. And before she was buried at his golf course. That's still just fucked up. That shit's just crazy to me, that he buried his ex-wife at his golf course so he could get a tax break. And that, like, if you see pictures of it now, at least last I saw, like, pictures of it, like, there's just, like, plants growing all over the grave site and shit. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, how, I don't know how his kids allowed that to happen. It's fucking weird. Or her kids, rather. You think about it like that, you know, you're going to let your mom be buried at your dad's golf course? That's a little fucking weird. That's more than a little weird. There's Robin Leach with, this is a crazy photo. It's Robin Leach, Howard Stern, and Jeffrey Epstein in the back, like photobombing it. Whoa, that's fucking crazy. That's a bunch of pictures with Trump and Epstein. this one's new. I haven't seen that one. It's from 97. It's the fucking Stern one. Not really surprised. I mean, I've listened to a lot of Stern. I know that Stern's against Trump these days, but I had started to kind of wonder, like, if Howard had hung out with Epstein and all, but I don't know that I want to know the answer to that, because I used to listen to a lot of Stern. Maybe I'd like to keep my head in the sand on that one. This Howard has definitely done questionable things, had questionable people on. Obviously, he was big friends with Trump for a long time. Anyway, the Robin Leach stuff. There was a tip. I gotta find it. Damn it, I gotta find it now. Let's see here. Now everybody wants to know who, like, Robin Leach was in all the news. I pretty much covered that. He was a host, British host of the show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Damn it. Let's see here. I want to find the actual file. Fucking AI. God damn it. The top thing is always AI. Come on. British reporter. That's what they're calling him. I don't even know how to, like, who to trust here on, let's see here. Epstein's Black Book. He's in Epstein's Black Book, page 75. I don't know that that means a whole lot. There's a whole website to just... Yahoo News. DOJ removes new Epstein files that mention wild Trump sex allegations, including rape. Blah, 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 blah. Where's the shit about Robin Leach? Jake Tapper. What the hell? Well, I didn't see this one. Trump accused of being president while newborn murdered. Another in Epstein's orbit also made allegations of sex trafficking and murder. The unidentified person was following up on a tip given to the NYPD in which the person alleged they were raped at 13. The person also alleged Trump regularly paid them to perform sexual acts and claimed he was present when her newborn child was murdered. Okay, that was the one I was talking about earlier. Complainant reported Donald Trump participated regularly in paying money to force her to perform sex acts with him and alleged Trump was present when her uncle murdered her newborn child. It was a complaint read. According to the paperwork, there was no contact made. Da-da-da. This is old. What? Damn it. This isn't the... this is the new, yeah, this is put out yesterday, but damn it, I don't want to hear. Oh, yeah, there's also Epstein giving advice to Bill Gates about STDs. Bill Gates got some sort of STD from, according to this, about there was an email, I guess, Epstein had sent to himself when he was trying to blackmail Bill Gates about, I guess, trying to get Bill Gates some sort of antibiotic to slip his then-wife, Melinda Gates, to get rid of some STDs that he'd gotten from some Russian prostitutes, I guess. That one says, also a part of the new file dump is a draft email Epstein was writing to himself in July of 2013. In it, he addressed Bill Gates, accusing him of recently disregarding their friendship. In the lengthy message, he also made mention of Gates allegedly asking him to delete some past communications. To add insult to the injury, you them implore me to please delete the emails regarding your STD. Your request that I provide you antibiotics that you can surreptitiously give to Melinda and the description of your penis, he wrote. damn it. Where's this shit about? Oh, this is fucked up. Here's a picture of Prince Andrew with some girl on the floor. Is she dead? Her face is blacked out. This is really weird. That's just fucking creepy. What the fuck? Well, I guess her hand's up in the air. It looks like, I guess she's alive. That makes, man, it looks like there's some fucking murder in progress. that's weird. Damn it. Where's the shit? God damn it. I'm not seeing the shit about, man, if I could just find, I wish I knew, I should have, I guess done a little pre-show, you know, getting ready for stuff, a little show prep. Damn it. Here we go. That's perhaps, well, here's a Reddit might help me out here. For those wondering about Robin Leach, more than one party has noted him as an Epstein associate. Yada, yada. Let's see here. What do we got here? This is a link. U.S. Department of Justice. I am not a robot. Yes. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious to me that you get to view the Epstein files. There's a, are you above 18? You fucking assholes. Yeah, well, I guess I found. Oh, here we go. Yeah, here's the shit. Here's straight out of the files of the data set. I don't know where they put the number on it. I found a link to the specific file. Which, I'm going to have to pause to blow my nose to read this.
I got to.
All right, here's the real crazy one about Robin Leach here. Oh, I see where the fucking number is. EFT. A01660679. So if you look up that, it'll show you the exact file. This is the big one, Robin Leach. At age 16, while modeling, this is the complaint summary. Let's see here what it says about that. A lot of redactions on here. So there's the name. Names are all redacted to the left here, so it doesn't. Anyway, at age 16, while modeling, Caller attended 8 parties at Epstein's New York residence. On one occasion, Caller reported she was sexually assaulted by Epstein. On another occasion, 2 twin brothers, Alan and Oren, lured Caller and her friend upstairs, but they escaped back downstairs. Caller stated Oren raped her best friend, and a 3rd brother, Tall, raped a 14-year-old girl named Redacted. Caller named other individuals involved in big orgy parties with her, other young girls, and older Victoria's Secret models, including Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. Online complainant reported she was a victim and witness to a sex trafficking ring at the Trump golf course in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, between 95 and 96. Complainant reported Ghislaine Maxwell as the madam and broker for sex parties, clients of whom included Epstein, Robin Leach, and Donald Trump. Complainant reported participating in orgies and that some girls went missing, rumored to have been murdered and buried at the facility. Complainant reported being threatened by Trump's then head of security that if she ever talked of what went on there or who she was, he would end up as fertilizer. she would end up as fertilizer for the back 9 holes like the other cunts. Complainant claims to have video of high-profile sex parties, dealings with cartels, and having witnessed Robin Leach strangle a young girl to death at a party against Caller, but yeah, that shit's pretty crazy. there's pretty crazy shit. So, again, this is just somebody called in a tip. This is, I don't know if it says what, when this was. Do. I don't know when that actual call was made. I know that this file is from August 7th of last year, but I don't think that's when that caller was. I think this is just when they were compiling this stuff together. I don't know. I don't know what. Yeah. Crazy to think. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. He may have just strangled to death some girl that there is, I guess, multiple things. Here's another one with, I guess, Robin Leach in there. Online complainant reported she was a victim and witness to a sex trafficking ring at the Trump golf course in Rancho Palos Verdes. No, that's still... I think this is a different one. the Trump golf course in California between 95 and 96. Complaint reported Ghislaine as the madam. Oh, yeah, that's still. Yeah, okay, that's what I read earlier. Oh man, there's even shit about one with Hillary in there. I mean, there's just so. I mean, 3 million files is what's been released this latest round. So it's just Elise Marie Presley. I mean, there's just, I mean, a lot of complaints phoned in and what have you. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's like the biggest conspiracy, you know, ever. There's so many people that are wrapped up in this. I mean, you got the Clintons, Trump, you got, Israeli, prime ministers. A lot of crazy shit. Apparently some arms dealing from what I understand. I doubt we'll ever see all of those files, regardless if, you know, there's laws written to say that we're going to release them all. I just want to state and clarify that I was never at Little St. James, never visited. I did see a YouTube video where somebody, I guess, snuck onto the island fairly recently, or at least maybe they just took a drone over there. I think I gotta find this now. St. James. No. Here we go. There's a PBS thing of it now. As there's a don't trespassing sign. Which, yeah, I guess there was. This is still stuff from, like, right after, I guess, they raided the shit. Which is, there's weird, weird shit that was in there. The masks, if you see where he had, like, a dental chair, like a dentist office with all the masks, like, it's like some Eyes Wide Shut shit. Like, they're doing some fucked up, I guess, with these masks. Some creepy masks, man. The guy had a ton of money. He couldn't get, like, better masks. Like, these masks look fucked up. It's creepy shit. This is just photos of... I was hoping to see what it looks like now. Like, what's going on currently, because I can't... Here, who owns it now? This is what, I'm assuming it's probably, I guess, still his trust, because I believe his trust still holds shit. I had so much insane amount of money. This is on Axios. They say these newly revealed Epstein photos show off his island. Here's what we know about it. This is. Okay, who owns Epstein's Island now? That's what I'm curious about. Little St. James was previously owned by venture capitalist Arch Cummin. C-U-M-M-I-N. Cummin. Literally, the guy's name is Cummin. I am not making that up. Oh, yeah. From what I understand, too, we got the U.S. Virgin Islands, which I guess is considered one of the Virgin Islands. Was sold to the U.S. From the Denmark. Anyway, This is, well, but I guess this kind of gets into it. What is Epstein's Island exactly? Formerly named Little St. James, Epstein's Island measures roughly 72 acres and sits roughly 2 miles off the coast of St. Thomas, which is a part of the U.S. Virgin Islands. It included multiple villas, statues, a pool, and other buildings. The island has received multiple nicknames, including Isle of Babes, Island of Sin, and Epstein Island. Who owns it now? Let's see here. Yeah, Cumin. Cumin owns it now. Fuck. Or did. was previously owned by venture capitalist Arch Cumin. Not owned by Cumin anymore. Anyway. In 98, the company LSJ LLC, whose sole member was Epstein, bought the island for $7.95 million. He also later bought the nearby Great St. James Island. By 2019, the island was valued for more than $63 million. In 2023, the pair of islands belonging to Epstein were sold to a buyer, Stephen Dekoff, who hoped to turn them into a luxury resort, per Bloomberg. Care about the. I want to. I'm just curious to what's going on there now. I don't think anything's happening. Like, it's just kind of left vacant. As I'm pretty sure. Like, I saw some YouTube video again. Like, they'd taken. YouTube video. Is there. That's fucking weird, man. Just to, like, look at... I mean, it... There's that, like, mausoleum part that is weird as shit. I mean, it looks like an island resort. Nothing to see here. It'd be weird to go to that island, knowing all the shit that happened there. I mean, I've been to Dachau. I imagine, you know, it doesn't have quite as dark of a vibe as Dachau. All the same, though, I mean, it is beautiful out there, though. The landscape, I mean, it is a fucking island. It's crazy to me that people have enough wealth in this world that they can just buy a fucking island. They can just own that. Just insane that they can amass that much wealth. Doesn't seem like islands should just be for sale. Yeah, crazy. As really thought there would have been more to this walkthrough. I don't think you can. I think they have the mausoleum thing like all like locked off. That thing looks like some area where you'd have some dark rituals or some shit. Here's a crazy statue of a. That's not crazy, but I don't know what's going on. It's like, dude, with a bow and arrow. I don't know who that's supposed to be. It doesn't look like Cupid. There's the helicopter pad. It's got like a compass, I think, on it. I couldn't quite make it out. It was from a distance. It's the massive fucking pool. I'm not seeing. Oh, they're actually... No, this is like PBS, and they're actually walking through like some of the houses and shit. Can you just like go to Epstein's, go inside this stuff? Oh, who's doing this walkthrough? I wonder if they just allowed them. Let's see what the. It's released by the Oversight Committee. That wasn't. They didn't give a very. There was no real in-depth view there. I would imagine. Oh, here we go. Here's some drone footage. Damn it. Audio. I don't think is. Ow. I can't. Whatever. For whatever reason, mute it. When there's commercials going on, you motherfuckers. Here we go. Now I can mute it. Now I'm getting the drone footage. That's much better. Like the house oversight video was just them walking through by the pool. And yeah, there's many structures. It's not like a massive island out. But there's a decent amount of shit there. It was like a shipyard where they like got several boats they're working on and shit. There's a... Damn it. I want to see the... Oh, there's the... Is that the crazy one? The mausoleum thing? I am surprised we haven't had some leaks of maybe some video and shit. You know. You'd think that there's plenty of people that with some evidence on shit. Ghislaine, I would imagine, has leaked a lot of some of the stuff just to, you know, try to barter herself away out of prison. Whereas she's still in there, but she's just, you know, basically living the best life you can live inside prison. But I am amazed she hasn't been pardoned yet. Give it a day or two. Give it a day or two. We'll see. I swear I saw like some better drone footage of this island. Although this is definitely seeing the outside of it a lot better. Massive, fuck, man. Massive beach. Obviously, it's an island. Like, fuck, man. One person owned this. I guess one person sort of owns it now. I don't know. It's kind of... There's a... obviously, an extreme wealth gap in the world. It's crazy that there's a handful of people in this world that own so much shit. Kills me that there's no, like, cap on that. You can just... one individual could own basically the world. Absolute power absolutely corrupts, too, you know? you amass that kind of wealth, and, bad shit happens. On other news, it does sound like possibly I will be going back to Micro Center. It's not really news. It's more of just me personally. My old buddy Pee-wee was messaging me earlier, and I guess he's going to be upgrading his PC. It was like, hey, you want to go to Micro Center in a couple of weeks? I'm like, hell yeah. Which I would like to throw another stick or two of RAM in this PC. Because more RAM is, you know, this is a game changer, having a decent amount of RAM. But God damn. Like, I've mentioned this several times in the last few podcasts, really, I guess. Damn, man, the price of RAM is insane these days. Insane! man, I would love to RAM. When you, like, double your RAM and everything, I mean, it's just a game changer. But fucking AI. Gotta fuck it all up to where they need all the RAM they can get, so it's driving up the price just insanely through the roof. But I mean, I'm gonna go in there with them. But next week, I'm only working 40 hours, and that's the first time I'm only working 40 hours in a week since, well, if you subtract like the stuff from the holidays, minus being off for the holidays. This is the first time since probably like last April or May, so it's been a while. So it's thankfully, you know, because I've been sick. I'm sick. And so I'll have plenty of time to recharge and hopefully get back at it with the running and get back on my game. I'm trying to lose some weight, get in shape. you know, it's easy to just not give a shit these days when so much bad shit's going on. Stuff's not working out. Stuff that, you know, you don't have a whole lot of control over. And I got to be in fighting shape, you know? oh, man, that phlegm is just building up in the back of my throat. It's a little tough to keep talking. Not going to lie. It's not the worst cold I've ever had, though. If I ran a fever at all, it was a very low-grade one. Maybe a little bit last night, maybe a little bit this morning. For the most part, though, man, I think I'm just going to be hacking up phlegm for the next, like, 3 weeks. Got that lung butter just building up. I'm churning all kinds of lung butter, which does remind me, I got some, I think these are new. Fuck, they're downstairs, but I got a couple of bags of Ricola, which, man, they've like doubled in price in the last like year or so. They've got, it's like honey flavored, which they've had honey flavor before, but they got caramel goo in the inside. Caramel goo in the inside, you know what I'm saying? Which I used to say caramel, but caramel seems, I guess, is more of the appropriate way. I don't know. All words are made up, you know? All of them are. I'm just, you know, certain people pronounce it different ways. Anyway, they have caramel in the inside, and they call it, they have a term for it, throat balm. Throat balm. It sounds like something that, you know, Epstein would have had at the Epstein Island or Diddy, at a Diddy party. We got some throat balm. It's, have, get it with your baby oil. Get you some throat balm. It sounds so nasty. Throat balm. The throat balm works kind of nicely, though. Unfortunately, though, I feel like the Ricola could be, like, with especially having a gooey inside core, a little, the outside could be a little bit thicker, because, like, I feel like I want to suck on it longer, you know what I'm saying? It ends up popping open into the core, and the drop doesn't end up lasting me that long. But the throat balm does feel pretty good on the throat. Normally, when I get a cold these days, I have a sore throat for much longer. I don't know if it's the throat balm or maybe just this specific cold was not that bad. It's hard to say. Maybe it's from running the humidifier so much, keeping that moisture up in there. Or maybe that throat balm is just doing so good a job of just coating the inside of my throat. Just balming the inside of it, you know? Coating it. Throat balm. I don't know why. I want to be in the meeting at Ricola where they decided to call that throat balm, you know? Because that's a big company. I would imagine they've got a board of directors and what have you. There was probably some big meeting about what we're calling it throat balm. Can't call it like liquid inside or goo, throat goo.
I think the term we're going to use is throat balm.
When I think of balm, I think of like a salve, something you rub on your outside. Some like, you know, like Vicks Vapor Rub would be kind of like a balm, right? I don't know. I don't know the exact definition of balm, but it doesn't sound like anything you should just directly put into your mouth. I'm going to put this balm in my throat. Throat balm. Now I got to look up balm. What is the exact definition? A fragrant ointment or preparation used to heal or soothe the skin. That's what I thought. Like what? An ointment to. Now I'm just like, maybe I should throat balm Google search. That seems like it's going to. I'm going to see some bad shit. Oh, man. Throat balm. What pops up is Ricola. Throat balm. Ricola throat balm herbal drops with caramel flavor. Which I guess they're not the only ones saying. There is a question on people ask for which balm is best for sore throat. India's number one. Balm for pain. The Rutangen balm is highly effective. Throat balm. I mean, I would give it, you know, if you rock the cough drops a lot, which I do whenever I get sick, because I don't want the sore throat. You know, I spend once a week for an hour like talking on mic. So, let's see. Oh, there's a review from Women's Health here. Editor's review, Ricola Throat Balm. Let's see what she says. Does she mention the name? Magic for sore throats and vocal cords. So I guess I must have lucked out in finding this, you know? This is last... Oh, no, this is from 2 years ago. I didn't realize it was that... This is the first time I saw it at the store. Just first time it made its way to Washington, Missouri that I'm aware of. See, as the date for my fifth college reunion rolled around, I started to feel super nervous about, not about normal things like the prospect of reuniting with 1,000 of my former classmates who'd all be asking me, what's new with you? And remind me what you do again. But at the toll, I knew the weekend would take on my throat and vocal cords. The prospect of being hoarse for the following 2 weeks, unable to speak at dinners or during work presentations, made me supremely anxious. I knew that during this long weekend, my nights and early morning hours would be filled with shouted conversations over loud music and joyful singing on the dance floor. And I wanted to have a fun, carefree weekend filled with lots of quality time with my friends and classmates. So as I donned the cute fifth reunion outfit my class had provided and loaded up my fanny pack, it was chic, I promise. With chargers, keys, phone, sunglasses, and sunscreen, I also threw in a huge handful of the new Ricola throat balm and sugar-free lemon mint drops. Just in case this way, no matter how scratchy my throat became, I would have a trusty sidekick to help me through even the driest of conversations and must-sing songs. My devotion to Ricola actually goes way back. In fact, there was a time when crumpled wrappers could be found without fail in any of my jackets. I'd carry little rolls of the classic original herb Ricola, or grab a handful from a bag to shove into my pockets during college. I sang in an a cappella group, and between performances and a very busy social calendar, it was college after all. It felt like I was constantly hoarse. At times, it was super painful, uncomfortable, and frankly impossible to speak at social events. I did, as it turns out, have nodules on my vocal cords, which didn't help, but that's another story. At the end of the reunion weekend, my throat was blessedly pain-free, and I was only a little hoarse. My Ricola stash, however, incredibly depleted. The lozenges work fast. Throughout the weekend, anytime I started to feel that familiar itch in my throat, I'd pop in a lozenge and wait for it to work its magic. I was trying to both get ahead of any hoarseness and also soothe my already tired throat. Thankfully, they work in record time, in my opinion, providing cool, sweet relief. They are also quite small, so if you're someone who likes to let a lozenge dissolve on its own in your mouth, they can easily be tucked into a cheek while you talk or drink, and no one will know. Ooh, hide that throat balm. Oh, you're sneaking some throat balm while you're talking to me. There are a million flavors to choose from. I've only seen the one. Ricola lays out its 9 different products and explains what ingredients are included in each and what they're best used for on the site. For me, the new caramel-flavored throat balm lozenges were the top pick, able to soothe your throat to help you find your voice again. This is just a major ad for them. So those are the ones she packed with her. Okay, back, da-da-da. Yeah, basically, she's all for this. This is, she goes on a little bit longer. We don't need it. We don't need to keep this. I was hoping more. She's clearly, I feel like she's getting paid by Ricola. coat that throat with the throat balm. I mean, normally when I get a cold, the sore throat has been worse, and it's definitely, I think it's helped, but and I wasn't pounding the cough drops quite as much as these. I did have quite a few of them at work, but I think maybe there's something to that throat balm, you know, just saying. Maybe not. There's this, what's this? Vocalized throat pastilles. What the fuck is this? The world's number one throat pastille. Soothes and clears release from throat irritation, helps keep a clear voice. Maybe I need to keep this shit on hand. Contains powerful active ingredients. I don't know what the fuck this is. Vocal Zone. What is it? Is it a pill? I don't know what a pastille is. Pastille. Steel. Maybe this isn't on Amazon. Maybe I can find that on Amazon. Let's give Jeff Bezos some more money. As he needs to recoup that Melania documentary money. They spent over $75 million, I think, on it all in total. If you include the advertising, I think $28 million went to Melania herself. it was like $45 million that they spent on, like $28 million went to like Melania, then to produce it, the whatever million. And then, like, altogether, you add in the advertising, it was like $75 million. And then immediately after, they had to, like, they cut thousands of jobs from Amazon because, you know, somebody had to pay for it. It wasn't going to be out of Bezos' pocket anyway. As I can't, oh, man. Whew. Ugh, this is the throat, vocal zone, throat pastilles. Well, shit, this is more expensive than this website I'm seeing. Fuckers. Do people... I'm curious. What are... Oh, there's throat coat. I don't know why that sounds so nasty. There's so much stuff. Throat coat. Oh, I've been podcasting now forever, and I didn't know about all these throat coats. I should maybe invest in some of this. I mean, there's so many options. I knew about cough drops, clearly. But there are so many things. You know, I know a lot of singers, are big into, like, lemon juice, what have you. There's, let's say, the Vocal Zone, Pastillo. What are customers saying? Customer reviews. These are game changers for colds with a lot of mucus in your throat. Works well. That's Satisfied 55. Jody says, brilliant voice enhancement. I'm a very amateur singer. I absolutely love Vocal Zone, but I had to figure out its best use. What I've found is that it's best to use one lozenge several hours before singing, preferably the night before a morning rehearsal or performance. The results are almost miraculous. Yes, they taste kind of nasty and very pepperminty. But there's some ingredient that totally coats and relaxes the vocal cords so that what comes out of your mouth comes out of your mouth. Is amazing. What comes out of your mouth is amazing. Really, you just don't expect an immediate result. It takes several hours for it to work. I purchased Vocal Zone after reading that Bette Midler ordered it by the case when she was performing in Las Vegas, though I'm nowhere near the divine Miss M's love of her performance. I love what these little beauties do for me. Yes, they're expensive, but worth every penny. Ooh. Tom Jones recommended it. Fuck, I love me some Tom Jones. It says, really, Melody Center writes, soothes the throat nicely. It really does work. Thank you, Sir Tom Jones, for your recommendation. Son of a bitch. Knowing that one Tom Jones recommends it. Oh, I might have to try that. I really don't need to buy it. I mean, I got my throat balm right here. I should maybe stick to the throat balm. But maybe I'll try some Vocal Zone. I mean, there's apparently a bunch of different options. To help the throat. A lot of sprays. There's a lot of stuff you can, like, coat your throat with. You know what I'm saying? You can just douse and just that will make everything coming out of your mouth sound amazing. I think I'm going to go get some throat balm. There's a Blues game starting in like 30 minutes. as I get some throat balm, watch the Blues game, dope up some more on some cough medicine, what have you. Maybe pop some Benadryl. Play some video games, you know, really live it up till, you know, whatever happens the next, who knows what will happen the next week. I mean, we could be at war with Canada within the weeks away. I hope not. I love Canada. I've only been to the airport there, but damn it. I mean, I don't like war in general. Anti-war. Keep those throats coated. Get that throat balm. Tis that time of year. You gotta balm that throat. As always, that is akin to wheelchair, not a trash can.